I used to take it all the way down to North Beach.
Oh, you can't be that old.
I was going to say that it's just a pleasure for me to be with you and Ron, my boyhood idols.
Hey, Kenny? Ken Dito?
I can hear you, CJ.
How do you feel about the World Cup soccer?
Well, I'm going to give a complete report this evening on Sports Phone 68 with commentary.
That's terrific.
Oh, boy, you know when the Italians win, there's going to be all kinds of things. First it's soccer, next it's bocce ball, right? Well,
at the new Boas Pontiac, we're not fooling around.
On KNBR 68, Jefferson Starship count on me about 9 minutes past 1 o'clock. We're counting on Carter B. Smith to keep that special number 68 cable car rolling up and down California Street. Carter, you with me?
We're doing it. We're keeping it going along. Right now we're back down at the Hyatt Regency in the area where the cable car doesn't turn around. The California doesn't turn around. It's a double-ender, if you pardon the expression. And we just go back the other way.
Okay, you got Tom Brown down there. Has he made it down there yet?
Yes, Tom is here, but I'm going to say that the PA system on the grass fire, they're so good, it might be a little too noisy. And I thought maybe if Tom's going to take a ride with us, that maybe we'll wait till we get out a little ways before we talk with him.
Okay, well, we'll get back to you a little bit later on.
Yeah, I think so, because the PA system is real strong.
Okay.
This group grass fire is really super, too.
All right, good. Well, we'll get people down to the hot dog wagon, and thanks for calling. Thanks for calling 956-KNBR to you who are calling up right now. I've got Carter B. Smith on the line with me.
Not really, CJ. You've got Tom Brown.
Well, perfect. How you doing?
I tell you, this ride is full of surprises. Carter was just talking to Houston, Texas. Turned out the fellow on KRTH was an old buddy of mine. I mean old. We go back about 20 years or so. Jim Tate. So we had a chance to reminisce and look back in some old times, and the folks in Houston got a good sound of the cable car. In San Francisco, they got their own special ding-a-ling-a-ling, and they're going to be sending some money in, too.
Isn't that incredible how he's generating donations from all over the United States?
And I'll tell you something. The folks all over the United States are just, I know, they are thrilled to hear this kind of live activity in San Francisco. It is just thrilling. It's exciting.
Well, okay, great. We're going to get back to you in just a little bit, so don't go away down there. Got El Giro right now, 956-KNBR Town. Let's go from Tony Bennett right to Carter B. Smith.
Oh, you almost get misty-eyed hearing that and riding on this cable car and looking up and seeing the Transamerica Tower, which certainly is, I think, a part of our city and a beautiful new addition. Not everything new has to be, dross. I mean, we can have some new things that are worthwhile, but some of the old things that are worthwhile, that's what we're working on here today, my sweet.
That's absolutely right. We're doing real well. We've got $9,852.75. We're taking in more pledges right now, trying to get it over the 10,000 mark so that it's easier for Ron Lyons. He's sitting right here.
And you know what? I'll tell you, it's a great story. Ken Dito, we were talking to that fellow from Milan, Italy, and of course, Ken is of Italian-American heritage. These two started up a conversation, and Ken is going to have this man over to his house for pasta tonight after work.
We're talking to Vittorio. Vittorio's here on a vacation, and we were talking about rigatoni, melanzani, gnocchis.
That's all he can say to this man. This man from Milan, you know. Ken Dito here is Italian. Speak Italian. And Ken says, rigatoni, and things like that. That's all he could say, you know. Arrivederci, Roma, he said, and looked expectantly at this guy. He went back to English.
I can say something else in Italian.
No,
I'm getting out of here now.
No.
I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank Beverly Riddles of Sunnyvale for her pledge, and Nancy and Chuck Curley over in Larkspur, thanks a lot. Gladys Wolf in Half Moon Bay.
Let's go to cable car number 68, and a man who is 8 hours and 15 minutes sitting in that very same cable car, Carter B. Smith.
I see. You know, I'm almost at the halfway mark here, and I still feel like a young lion out here.
I see. Well, I tell you, it was fun riding with you. And when you do that, it gives you a chance, and so many people have discovered it over the years, a different perspective of the city when you're going that slowly. Look
sure.
at all the many special things we have to offer.
I would like to stress the beautiful certificate that we offer for a donation of $15 or more. It is just an absolutely beautiful certificate that, you know, if you can come up with that amount of money, I know that's a lot of money, but we'll be pleased to send you this certificate. And a little later on, Ron, not right now, but I think in a few minutes, an old friend of KNBR's and now a luminary at Channel 7 will be on with me. But that'll be in a few minutes.
Okay, outstanding. Listen, we have a little surprise for you here. As you know, you were on the Voice of America last Saturday talking to Len Farmer. And the Voice of America goes to so many parts of the world, including Africa, Europe, the Pacific Islands, and into many parts of the Soviet Union. And Carter, this is your conversation, part of it anyway, with Len Farmer on the Voice of America.
You'll be on that cable car for 18 hours from 6 in the morning until midnight. He's taking a sweater, a bag lunch, and a telephone. And he'll be talking with other radio stations around the country. Now, the reason he's going to be doing all of this is that the cable cars, one of his city's most popular attractions, are about to stop running.
Well, they certainly are, Lynn. They're going to stop in September, and hopefully they'll only stop for 2 years. The fact of the matter is that after a century of operation, the cable cars are really in pretty drastic and dire need of repair.
This is KNBR 68.
San Francisco!
Proud to be a part.
San Francisco!
Of the greatest city in the world.
San Francisco!
To help save the cable cars, pledge now at 956 KNBR.
We're coming through the Golden Gate.
Call now.
Hello there. Now I'm on. I didn't know what was going on there. That was a beautiful introduction. And Cheryl is right here with me. Are you there, Ron?
I am here.
All
I
right.
just kind of faded away there for
How
a minute.
How are you doing, Ron? I haven't seen you in so long.
Oh, Cheryl, it's nice to see that you have done so well in this world that we all try to make a buck in.
Well, thank you very much. And for me, it's a real pleasure to be back with KNBR, even if it's just temporary. I think what you all are doing is so wonderful. So many times you hear about government funding and running out of it, and here's a case of private enterprise, enterprising private citizens to really do something good for the city.
That's
so
true.
I urge everybody to get down here and donate a dollar, buy a candy bar, buy a hot dog, get on the cable car, pay a buck, do something good for this city, and you'll have a part of history here.
And that's what Carter has been saying. It's not just our effort. It's a collective effort of all the media and really all the people.
You know something else, a beautiful example of why the system is going to have to go down is the fact that right now we're not going anywhere. We're stuck almost in the intersection because the cable is down. And that could be, hey, pass on through there, fellow. Got a pick-em-up truck waving at us. The fact of the matter is we're not going anywhere. We have become the United States' unmovable moving landmark now.
Okay, Carter. And the number is 956-KNBR. And right there is, as he just said, is a graphic example of the real problem because of the fact that the cable car system is so old. But you can help simply by donating a few bucks, whatever you can afford. And I want those phones to ring. 956-KNBR.
Market Street, San Francisco is the place for me. That's the place I always want to be. Just take my
KNBR, good time, 68, be mine tonight, it's 21 minutes before 3. Last time we talked to Carter, a very graphic example of why the system needs an entire overhaul. Are you still immobile, CB?
No, I'm perambulatory, and so is the cable car. Ron, we're clear up at the end of the line now at California and Van Ness, and I'm with Cheryl Jennings of Channel 7, and before I talk to her once again, I want to thank the First Commercial Bank, one of our new neighbors there at 35 Bay Street. A brand new bank, First Commercial Bank, $100 donation to the cable car system. And the operations manager dropped that down. That's just super. Just super. Cheryl, you're very busy at Channel 7 covering news all the time, and we were talking about this as a news item, doing this for the cable car, and you were giving some very good thoughts about that, I thought.
Well, you know, two of the things that my friends always ask me when I come, when they come to San Francisco, is that they want to see the Golden Gate Bridge and they want to see the cable car. Well, I think we can assume the bridge is going to be there for a while, but the cable car is in doubt. And it's really worthwhile to me to see KNBR put such an effort into organizing the citizens of San Francisco, the country, and the world to try to keep this system online. It's not doing so well today, but...
There's all kinds of things that can happen to a cable car. They have little sensors that surround the rope itself. It's called the rope. It's steel, and it's surrounding actual manila rope inside there. And if one of these little steel wires were to come off, it trips that sensor, and that shuts the system down. It's a safety device.
I see. Well, I think I may have run into one of those when I was driving down here to the cable car because I was stuck behind a stopped cable car for about 15 minutes. So we really need some help with this.
Good point. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming down. It's nice to see you as a former toiler in the vineyards of NBC, now with the KGO here. You're just a neat person to come down and be with me.
Thank you, Carter. It's a pleasure, and a pleasure to talk to you again, Ron.
Okay, Cheryl, and thank both of you. To be able to help save one of this city's most beloved treasures, our cable cars. This is KNBR 68. Five minutes before 3 o'clock, and now back to cable car number 68 on California Street, and here's CB.
That was a good old country sound there, Ron. I loved it. Loved that sound.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. While you brought that up, Grass Fire, boy, what a great job they did.
Weren't they really excellent? They were outstanding. And they came down and they gave of themselves and their talents, and not only did they play, but they went past the hat for the cable car, and they had a good time, too. So.
Yeah, they did. And if you want to get a hold of them, if you were down there, 921-7639. They're well worth looking into if you need a group.
They're a good group, I'll tell you. I'm starting to lose interest in this thing. It's about halfway through, which is about my normal, you know, pace for it.
I think that's probably because no nubile young women have hopped on since last...
Well, I have a nubile young woman right here. Cheryl Jennings is still sitting right next to me.
You stay where you are. On KNBR 68, it's a special day for a very special...